Closing Time, a memoir, by Joe Queenan, narrated by Johnny Heller. Copyright 2009 by Joe Queenan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The Man on the Roof. When a father dies, it's customary to forge through stored memories, to conjure up an image that bathes him in the most heroic light. A single memory from my childhood eclipses all others. One Thursday night, when I was 13 years old, my father was standing alone in the kitchen of our Philadelphia row home, downing one of the ghastly local brews he'd long fancied. He was talking to himself, delivering some variation of his stock, O tempora, o mores, peroration, deploring the latest indignities that vested interests had imposed on the working man. The engulfing darkness of the civil rights movement, the demise of the big bands, and the collapse of Holy Mother Church as a viable institution were his other standard themes. We never knew whether he thought that the rest of us were listening attentively or were merely indulging him, though the truth is he never really required much in the way of an audience. Often, when he entered the Ciceronian mode, he was content to declaim to an empty room. That night something unexpected interrupted his jeremiad. Hearing tiny steps approaching, he looked up and realized that the swinging door connecting the dining room to the kitchen was about to smash my 5-year-old sister in the face. The bottom of the door was solid wood, thick but innocuous, but the pane above it was a taut sheet of rippled glass. This was the section that would have struck my sister right around eye level. Marianne, his third daughter and fourth child, was chubby and angelic, the only member of the family everyone liked.